Do 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 do.
Hi, James from Ingvid. I normally be reading, but I'm putting my finishing touches. Our expensive prop department. Props are things you use in movies to demonstrate things. A prop might be a marker or a pen or a car, right? Our prop department is so poor, I had to draw a hat on a box, but it will help demonstrate the three tricks to learn English. Now, there are three little tricks that you can do, and even better, you can do with a friend to learn English, so you can actually have partner practice. We haven't really discussed this much here, but why not? I mean, probably you may not go to an English school, so you don't have anyone but your friend who's probably watching with you right now. So here are three quick little tricks you can do, and the beauty of these are they're going to help you with, number one, vocabulary. Okay. Number two, we're going to work on prepositions. And number three, we'll work on structure of English. How's that? You paid nothing and you're getting lots. And the best thing is, they'll all be fun. Cough there. All right. First thing we're going to talk about is a hat trick. In hockey, a hat trick is three things. You score three goals. One, dun-da-da-dun. Two and three, just like in English football or European football, three goals is a hat trick. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what they call it. Our hat trick is called a hat pull. Hat pull. Well, what's a hat pull? Well, you learn your vocabulary, and there's lots and lots of vocabulary. Every day, something new. Even when I said things like hat trick in this very lesson, there were probably three vocabulary words that you hadn't heard before that you had to go, what does he mean? And I taught you them. But wouldn't it be cool if you had a fun trick to play? A lot of people play flashcards. You know, they get a card, they put the meaning of the word, they turn it over and try and remember. This is a variation that a friend taught me. It's quite fun. What you do is take your hat, okay, learn 5, 10 words, 20 even. When you learn them or think you know them, put them in the hat. And you and a friend can then put your hand in the hat and take out the word and then say something like philosophy. And the other person has to say, it's this word. It means this. If they get it right, then they can put their hand in, take out another vocabulary word and go, what's this word? And you can keep playing to help master vocabulary. Cool, right? You're having fun. You're challenging each other. Collect cards, see who wins the game. Or if you're doing it by yourself, just pull it out, turn it over, and try and think of what is the word that's in your hand. It helps to jog your memory, which is an idiom that means to help you remember or remind you of the meaning of words. You can play it with one friend, two friends, three friends. That's kind of cool, right? You can even do it in a classroom. Suggest it for your teacher. Go, hey, can we play the hat game? You go, the hat game? Son, you're too young to play the hat game. You go, no, Pops, it's a good game. Just get a hat and some paper or tissue paper. Sorry. Moving on. Next one. I got the hat pull, and you'll see it goes to this one. This is really long. Random sentence generator. And it seems like it's really, really hard. I mean, this one, we worked on vocabulary, right? Building our vocabulary, remembering our vocabulary. The second trick, the random sentence generator. I just had to say it twice because it sounds so nice. Well, random sentence. You can use this game to go to this game to make it more complicated, or, and complicated means difficult, you can just simply play it by itself. Take a word. Random. Okay, there's a word random. Now, generate means to create or make. Make a sentence like that, random. He randomly created a sentence from nothing. Right? Yeah, I just took this word and I just made it. I could say develop. In order to develop your mind, you have to read many books. I'm going really quickly because I want you to understand that when you do it randomly, it has to be quick. You can't say blah, blah, blah very slowly. The whole thing is speed. This will help you with English structure. Because if you say it incorrectly, you or your friend will actually notice it and try and correct it. What's the structure? Why can't you put random here or there? Is it a verb? Is it an adjective? What is its purpose in a sentence when you're making the sentence? So by quickly and randomly, remember, random means without structure, it just happens, making the sentence up from the word you have or the vocabulary word, you'll understand its position or its job in structure in a sentence. You like that? And if you put it with this one here, the hat pull, it's fun for the whole family. All right, got one more for you. This one says, look at me now. Square and square. Why is that? A lot of people have trouble with prepositions, and English people use prepositions everywhere. We even put prepositions in places we ought not to. Okay? Oh, did I just say ought not to? There we go. We call them dangling modifiers or whatnot. What we want to do with this, with Look at Me Now, is while you're in the middle of something, just stop yourself, and in the language, or English in this case, you're trying to learn, just stop and in the English, try and tell yourself what you're doing. Right now, I am teaching. That's too easy. How about this? I am in a room, there's my preposition, teaching. I am standing on the second floor, other preposition, on. And we are at, you can keep going, all on. Just use your prepositions, but just do it for what are you doing now. It's great. You can be sitting in the toilet. I'm sitting on the toilet in the bathroom. No, I'm not. If the camera moves around, you'll notice it's a classroom. There's no toilet imagery, okay? But I can use it to work on my prepositions. You can use it for other things, you know, verbs and adjectives. Working them into sentences, saying, what are you doing now? I am speaking very slowly. I want to use a modifier to show the speed of my speech, right? And I can do that for other things. Cool. You are learning very quickly. Another modifier. You like that? So this can be used for prepositions specifically, but you can turn around and say, what am I doing now? Or look at me now. And then use, you know, describe it in English as best you can. Pick a subject or an area you want to talk about, like my verbs, my adjectives, my prepositions or idioms, and then quickly try and use them in the moment. It'll help you master the language. And that's what I mean, actually master the language. Well, I've given you three tricks, a hat trick, so to speak. Okay. Mystery is helped out, of course, with the hat pull, remember? Put words in a hat, pull them out. You can be vocabulary. You can pick the type of vocabulary, specific vocabulary, whatever. You can use the random sentence generator. Take these same words and have to make a sentence. When you really get advanced, and this is when you really master the language, you can use two or three random words and put them in one sentence. It's really cool. It's really difficult. I've done as much as 10, but I'm a native speaker. How many can you do? And then look at me now. What are you doing now? You're watching me. What are you watching me? I am in my living room watching you in YouTube? On you? On Ingvid? Which one? Is it in or on? Figure it out, right? Speaking of which, I'm sorry, it's time for me to go. But I've given you three cool tricks. You can be the new teacher in your school. Teach your teacher. Teach your friends. But bring them back. Bring them back to www.ing.com, right? Where you'll find me, my fantastic friend, and several other teachers who want to teach you. And before I forget, to make it easy so you don't have to be reminded, why don't you subscribe? Hit subscribe and you'll know the latest video that I've completed. It'll come right to you direct. No effort on your part. Anyway, you have a great day and I'll see you soon. Mr. E, I'm out of here. Pull your own damn hat.